Hello, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR biology specification, enzymes. This is topic 1.6, and trust me, understanding enzymes is absolutely crucial, not just for your exam, but for understanding how life itself works. Now, I know enzymes can seem a bit abstract at first, but by the end of this podcast, you'll have a crystal clear understanding of how they work, why they're so specific, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions about them confidently. We'll cover the lock and key model, the factors that affect enzyme activity, and I'll share some insider tips on what examiners are really looking for in your answers. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's unlock the secrets of enzymes together. Let's start with the basics. What actually are enzymes? Well, enzymes are biological catalysts. That means they speed up chemical reactions in living organisms without being used up themselves. They're proteins with a very specific three-dimensional shape, and that shape is absolutely critical to how they work. The model you need to know for OCR is called the lock and key model. Imagine a lock on a door. Only one specific key will fit into that lock, right? Enzymes work the same way. The enzyme has a region called the active site, which has a very specific shape. The substrate, that's the molecule the enzyme acts on, has a complementary shape that fits perfectly into this active site. And this is where students often lose marks. Never say the active site and substrate have the same shape. That's incorrect. They have complementary shapes, like a key fitting into a lock. When the substrate binds to the active site, we form what's called an enzyme-substrate complex. This is a temporary structure where the enzyme holds the substrate in just the right position for the reaction to occur. Once the reaction happens, maybe breaking bonds or forming new ones, the products are released. And here's the beautiful part. The enzyme is completely unchanged and ready to catalyze another reaction. One enzyme molecule can work over and over again, thousands of times per second. Now, let's talk about what affects enzyme activity, because this is where OCR loves to test you with data analysis questions. Temperature is a huge factor. As temperature increases, the enzyme and substrate molecules gain kinetic energy. They move faster, which means more frequent collisions between the enzyme and substrate. More collisions mean more enzyme-substrate complexes forming, so the rate of reaction increases. This continues up to the optimum temperature, which for most human enzymes is around 37 to 40 degrees Celsius, roughly body temperature. But here's the critical part that trips up so many students. What happens after the optimum temperature? The rate doesn't just level off, it drops dramatically. Why? Because high temperatures cause denaturation. The enzyme is a protein, and proteins are held in their specific three-dimensional shape by weak bonds. When it gets too hot, these bonds break and the enzyme shape changes. Specifically, the active site changes shape. And if the active site changes shape, the substrate can no longer fit. The enzyme has been denatured and can't function anymore. And here's a key point for your exam. Never ever say enzymes are killed by high temperatures. Enzymes aren't alive, they're denatured. That's the scientific term, and that's what gets you the marks. pH is another important factor. Every enzyme has an optimum pH where it works best. For most enzymes, this is around pH 7, which is neutral. But some enzymes, like pepsin in your stomach, work best in very acidic conditions around pH 2. If the pH moves too far from the optimum, the enzyme shape changes. Again, we call this denaturation, and it can't function properly. Right, let's talk exam strategy, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to apply it to get those marks. First, when you're asked to describe the effect of temperature on enzyme activity, always structure your answer in two clear parts. Part one, explain what happens as temperature increases up to the optimum increased kinetic energy, more collisions, higher rate. Part 2. Explain what happens after the optimum denaturation, active site changes shape, substrate no longer fits, rate decreases. If you only describe one part, you'll lose marks. Second, be really careful with calculations. OCR loves to give you data about time taken for a reaction and then ask you to calculate the rate. Remember, rate is not the same as time. If a reaction takes 50 seconds, the rate is 1 divided by 50, which equals 0.02 per second. The units matter too, usually seconds to the power of minuequim 1, written as s to the minus 1. Third, when you're describing the lock and key model, you must use the correct terminology. Say complementary active site, not same shape. Say enzyme substrate complex, not just they stick together. Say denatured, not killed or destroyed. These specific terms are what examiners are looking for, and they're often worth marks on their own. And finally, in practical questions about investigating enzyme activity, that's PAG4 in your specification, make sure you can identify variables. The independent variable is what you change, like temperature. The dependent variable is what you measure, like time taken for the reaction. And control variables are what you keep the same, like pH, enzyme concentration, and substrate concentration. Okay, let's test your understanding with some quick-fire questions. I'll give you a few seconds to think after each one. Question 1. What do we call the region of an enzyme where the substrate binds? Answer: the active site. Question 2. What is formed when a substrate binds to an enzyme? Answer: an enzyme-substrate complex. Question 3. What happens to an enzyme's active site when it's heated above its optimum temperature? Answer: it changes shape. The enzyme is denatured. Question 4. If a reaction takes 25 seconds, what is the rate of reaction? Answer: 1 divided by 25, which equals 0.04 per second, or 0.04 s to the minus 1. How did you do? If you got all 4, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways you absolutely must remember for your exam. 1. Enzymes are biological catalysts with a specific active site that has a complementary shape to their substrate. 2. The lock and key model explains enzyme specificity. Only the right substrate fits the active site to form an enzyme-substrate complex. 3. Temperature affects enzyme activity in two ways. Increasing, it speeds up reactions until the optimum, but beyond that, denaturation occurs and the rate drops. 4. Always use precise terminology. Complementary, not same. Denatured, not killed. Enzyme-substrate complex, not just binding. And 5. In calculations, remember that rate equals 1 divided by time, and always include your units. Enzymes are absolutely fundamental to life and to your GCSE biology exam. They appear in multiple choice questions, short answer questions, and extended response questions, so mastering this topic will genuinely boost your grade. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Keep practicing, keep reviewing, and remember, understanding why things happen is just as important as knowing what happens. Good luck with your studies, and I'll see you next time.